שלום, אנחנו לומדים מספר כתבי רבש.
Hello, we will be reading from the writings of Rabash. We will be reading the article The Need for Love of Friends. You can send us questions live on kab.tv, where you can watch the lesson, and you can also find all of our texts on kabbalahmedia.info. So, Rabash, The Need for Love of Friends.
את עצמנו לאהבת חברים, כל פעם צריכים עוד ועוד ועוד פעם לחדש ולחדש לחדש את הדבר, כי זה צריך לעמוד ממש מול עינינו, אותה הצורה של הכלי הכללי, של נשמת אדם הראשון, שזאת הסירייה שלי, ובעצם שאני מגיע לרוחניות,
When I come to spirituality, it stands before me. And I understand how we come to the goal, but for the time being, it's difficult for us. We have to renew the need for love of friends. How to come to love of friends? What do we get from it? Why is it so difficult? Why do we need to be in this constant struggle to reach some form of connection, some form of importance, and it constantly disappears and the connection seemingly breaks? I have to start anew. Again, obligate myself that love of friends is important, explain to myself again that I cannot reach the goal without it, and this goes every day and sometimes several times a day. That is the work. Even when we finish the whole way, we remember the stories of the students of Rabbi Shimon who feel a desire to kill one another. So just imagine with what kind of work do they come to the lesson. I have no desire to kill you, none of you, right, Niv? Right, see? So it's a sign that we're still small. When we grow up, we'll be able to feel even that. And then with what intention and how much power we'll have to overcome to start the lesson, well, let it come. For the time being, we'll study according to our own level.
The writings of Rabash, The Need for Love of Friends. There are many merits to it. One, it brings one out of self-love and to love others, to the love of others. It is as Rabbi Akiva said, quote, love your friend as yourself is the great rule of the Torah, end quote. Since by this he can come to love the Creator. However, we should know that loving others or working for the sake of others is not the purpose of creation, as the secular understand it. The world was not created for one to do good to another. Rather, the world was created for each one to receive pleasure for himself. Saying that we must work for the sake of others is only the correction of creation, not the purpose of creation. The correction is that in order to prevent the matter of shame, there was a correction of bestowal, which is the only way for the created beings to receive the complete delight and pleasure for themselves without the flaw of shame.
That's what Baal Sulam wrote, why communists, socialists in Russia and other places, why they were unable to reach the realization, the success in connecting the people, because their goal was in order to reach connection, love, a cohesive society. So why not? And that's why they did not succeed. That's why Baal Salam says here that connection between people up to the level of love, this has to be in order to later reach the love of the Creator.
In that regard, we should interpret what the Zohar says about the verse, quote, "The mercy of the nations is a sin. All the good that they do for themselves," end quote. We interpret all the good to mean the acts of mercy that they do, as referring to their intention, which is called for them, meaning for themselves. This means that it is according to their own understanding, and not as we were told to observe according to love your friend as yourself, as a commandment from the Creator, who created the world with the aim to do good to His creations. The commandments we were given are only to cleanse people, by which they will achieve dvekut, or adhesion, with the Creator. This will help them receive delight and pleasure, and they will remain in adhesion with the Creator.
Mitzvah, a commandment, means that each and every desire of my 613 desires, I use it for bestowal and to the other, and through the other to the Creator, instead of having them all aimed at me from the beginning.
Two, when the friends unite into a single unit, they receive strength to appreciate the purpose of their work, which is to achieve lishma, for her sake. Also, the rule by which they were brought up is, as the Rambam said, quote, "Women, children, and uneducated people are taught to work out of fear and to receive reward until they gain knowledge and acquire much wisdom. They are taught that secret bit by bit," end quote. And since we must wait until they acquire much wisdom to tell them that they need to work in lishma, and a great number among the masses naturally remains in lolishma, or not for her sake, and since the minority naturally annuls before the majority, when the friends wish to walk on the path that leads to lishma, to avoid annulment before the collective, the friends unite and each one is dedicated to the others. Their aim is to achieve love of the Creator through the love of others, which is the purpose, as it is written, quote, "And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul," end quote. It follows that by becoming one collective, although it is a small collective, they are already regarded as a collective, and this collective is not enslaved to the majority of the collective. Thus, they can work on love of friends with the aim to achieve the love of the Creator.
I'm asking you, please, take down your questions, like in university. Write down the questions and then you can ask. I would have let you ask also now, but I'm afraid that with your questions you might confuse the others. So please.
Although the commandment to love your friend as yourself applies to the whole of Israel, the whole of Israel are not walking on the path of coming from love of others to the love of the Creator. Also, there is a rule that when people unite, they absorb each other's views. And the matter of lishma, the essential aim of Torah and commandments, has not yet been fixed in a man's heart, meaning that the main intention is that through observing the Torah and commandments, they can achieve Lishma. Hence, by bonding with others, the views of the others weaken his view of Lishma. And for this reason, it is better to serve and to bond with the kind of people who understand that love your friend as yourself is only a means to achieve the love of the Creator, and not because of self-love, but his whole aim will be to benefit the Creator. Hence, one should be careful in bonding and know with whom one bonds. This is the benefit of love of friends in a special group, where everyone has a single goal to achieve love of the Creator. But when bonding with regular people, although they engage in Torah and commandments, they are not on the path of achieving the aim to bestow upon the Creator, since they were brought up in order to receive, called lo lishma. Hence, if they unite with them, they will adopt their views and will say that it is not worthwhile to walk on the path of Lishma, because Lishma is more difficult than Lo Lishma, since Lishma is against nature. For this reason, one should be careful not to bond with people who have not acquired much wisdom and have not come to know that the essence of the work of the Creator is for the sake of the Creator and not for their own sake. But the matter of love your friend as yourself applies to the whole of Israel. Yet, we were given the keeping of knowing in advance with whom to bond. The reason is that before a person is rewarded with exiting self-love, he always feels that this is hard. This is because the body resists it. And if he is in an environment of a group of people who are united under one view, that consider the goal and not the work, then his goal will not weaken in him. But if he is not always together with his friends, it is very difficult for one to hang on to the goal of bestowal. He needs heaven's mercy not to weaken in his mind, which previously realized that it was better to work and to walk on the path of the work of bestowal. Yet, all of a sudden, he gets thoughts that it is better to follow the crowd, that one should not be an exception. Although while he was united with the friends, he thought differently. It is as we said above, while he is not bonded with the collective of a small group, he immediately surrenders to the collective of the masses and absorbs their views that it is enough to observe the Torah and commandments in all its details and precisions, and to aim that we are observing the King's commandment who commanded us through Moses and through the sages following him. We are content with this, since we will receive reward for this. And we believe in our sages who told us, quote, you can trust your landlord, you can trust your master to pay you for your work, end quote. And why should we think about anything more than that? As they say, quote, if we observe this, we are content, end quote. It is as the Rabbi Hananiah ben Akashia says, quote, "The Creator wished to cleanse Israel, therefore He gave them plentiful Torah and commandments," end quote. This means that all the Torah and commandments we were given are so we may have a great reward.
I'm asking, please write down your questions to ask, because we're not going to read through this article several times. It's quite long, but we should have something from it, nevertheless.
Thus, now the person has become smarter than while he was united in this society, when he understood that one simply needs to work for the Creator and not for his own benefit, and should emerge from self-love and be rewarded with adhesion with the Creator. And although he saw that it was difficult to emerge from self-love, he realized that this was a true path, meaning that a person should come to work lishma. But while he is separated from that society, he immediately falls into the majority view, which is the majority of the world. In other words, the majority of Israel has not yet come to what the Rambam said, quote, until they gain much wisdom, they are taught that secret, etc., end quote, which is the necessity to work lishma.
And when that person enters the society whose way is that it is necessary to achieve lishma, the question arises, how did this person end up in such a place? We must believe that it came from above. Accordingly, we should understand why afterwards he drifts away from the society. We should say, as Baal HaSulam said, that when a person begins to walk on the path of Lishma, when a person begins to walk on a path of Lishma, and certainly this aim comes to a person who is given an awakening to the path of truth, and afterwards, for some reason, he becomes negligent in this work and relapses to the path of the collective, he asked, why is he not given another awakening from above? He gave an allegory about this. It is similar to a person who is swimming in the river. Halfway across the river, he grows weak, and a person swimming next to him gives him a push, so he will start swimming by himself. The person who is trying to save him gives him a few pushes, but if he sees that he is not participating, he leaves him and moves away. Only when he sees that when he pushes him, he begins to swim by himself, does he keep pushing him each time until he's out of danger. But if he's not participating, he leaves him. It is the same in the work. A person receives an awakening from above, so he will come to a place where people knowingly work in order to come to bestow upon contentment upon the Creator. And a person is given several awakenings, but if he does not make an effort to achieve this, he finds excuses for himself, and he must escape the campaign. Thus a person remains righteous. That is, by leaving the society, he's always right. And by justifying himself, he truly feels that he is righteous. Therefore, one must cling to the society. And since they are united, they are regarded as a collective. However, theirs is a big collective, while his society is a small collective. and a collective does not annul before a collective. 3. There is a special power in the adhesion of friends, since views and thoughts pass from one to the other through the adhesion between them. Each is mingled with the power of the other, and by that, each person in the group has the power of the entire society. For this reason, although each person is an individual, he has the power of the entire group.
Okay, we'll go to questions. Go ahead. Let's start with Kiev.
Здравствуйте, любимый Раф. Вот тут я вижу, он пишет о нескольких точках. Первое – это выход из себя.
Question, dear Rav. I see that he writes about a few points here. First of all, the exit from self, then to love of others, and then the quality of Lishma. Is it one point or is it a gradual process?
It's a process a person has to go through. But he has to care about these points, because it's not that he went through one point, then a second, then a third, like on a line. Rather, in spirituality, all these points repeat themselves and connect. That's why we need to always keep the ten and the center of the ten and the connection between everyone, and the connection with the Creator, and all of this in a loop. It has to be constantly in our field of view.
Belarus.
Let's go to Belarus.
Belarus.
Good morning, Rav. More than once, you know, we mentioned that Kabbalah is not against religions in the world, that the religions may stay until the final correction. And so all the people who go to churches and other religious gatherings, they say such things that somehow everything gets confused how to relate to such friends.
The person goes to a mosque, a synagogue, doesn't matter what. That's his business. But if he brings back from there any opinion to our circle, we have to throw him out. Simply don't let him come back, so he won't bring us any foreign opinions. We're all atheists. We don't believe anything. We come not to faith, to their faith, of those believers, whoever they may be. It could be Jews, Ismailites, doesn't matter who. Only one thing is important. A person comes to us, he is free of all religions, all beliefs, all that mess he has in his head, that he has connection to the upper force. Here, he has to come to the revelation of the connection with the upper force, the revelation of that connection, and not repeat in words what he is being told somewhere, which are just words without any proof, without any justification. So we don't want to hear people who bring us any religious ideas. That's it. And if such people come to you, then I pity you, because you will also not succeed until you get rid of such people. it's better to disconnect from them. That's it. You don't belong to them, they don't belong to you. It's simple. It's better to do it now in a nice, good way without mutual hate. Santiago. Santiago.
Dear Rav, what does it mean that a person has the power of the entire group?
Again?
What does it mean that a person receives the power of the entire group?
As much as he is cleaved to the group, by that he receives the power of the entire group. Very simple. Because he connects with them, to them.
Ita 4.
Buongiorno, la domanda è qual è la differenza tra la correzione e l'obiettivo della creazione?
Morning, Rav. What's the difference between the correction and goal of creation?
The correction of creation is when I receive a force from above that corrects me, and it corrects me in order to receive the purpose of creation. The purpose of creation is the revelation of the Creator to the created being. And the correction of creation is how the creature has to change in order for the creator to clothe in him. The correction is restriction, screen, reflected light, all those calculations. And the purpose of creation is that after these calculations, you receive the creator and he fills the creature. New York 3.
New York 3.
The question is, where is this necessity to work in Lishma? And how does the adhesion in society accelerate this process?
Shuv?
Again?
The
work, the necessity to work in Lishma doesn't come to a person, but only after some exertion, a few years of exerting, and then he begins to understand that there is a special attitude from the Creator to him and from him to the Creator, and we need to organize this attitude. Then he begins to hear that there is a matter of Lishma. Lishma means that I receive the reason of the Creator and I follow his reason. I walk according to that above my own reason. Simply, what I feel, what I understand, I put it on the side. I put it aside and I want to see the world as the perfect world. Why? Because the Creator is the one who is managing, governing the world. So I look at it with my eyes shut. The whole world is perfect. I open my eyes, I look around. Oh my God, what's going on in the world? I say, they have eyes, but they don't see. I see it this way because I'm corrupted. Not that the world is corrupted. If my eyes were not corrupt, I would have seen the end of correction, Garden of Eden, heaven. And then to take myself from my perception to the Creator's perception means to raise myself to faith above reason. Slowly. Accept it, think about it, and gradually you will see how it's received. New York 4.
Uh,
Hi, Rav. What does it mean to engage in Torah and mitzvot?
To engage in Torah and mitzvot means not using the reforming light called Torah to correct all my 613 egoistic desires to, in order to bestow. The change of each and every desire from in order to receive to in order to bestow is called performing a mitzvah. How do I do it? With the help of the upper light called Torah.
And Rabash warns against bonding with regular people who engage in Torah and mitzvot. Who are these regular people who engage in Torah and mitzvot? Are they in the group?
The regular people who engage in Torah and mitzvot simply do it with their hands and in action with their hands. We do it with our inner desires. This is the difference between the inner Torah and the outer Torah. The internality of Torah and the externality of Torah.
Florida.
Yes, Rav. This power that a friend gains from not leaving the campaign, is this what keeps him in the campaign? What is it that keeps a friend in the campaign?
The friend who is in the campaign is held there by the upper force that connects him to the goal, and the friend feels subconsciously that this is precious, valuable to him, and he cannot leave. This is all done by the upper force that is holding him in this way. No questions in Baltia? Sorry. Jerusalem?
Shalom lekulam. Be'amud 644 b'tur bet.
Hello everyone. It is written that even though the commandment of love their friend as thyself is with regards to the whole of Israel. What does it mean, the whole of Israel?
The whole of Israel means each and everyone in the world in whose a desire for adhesion with the Creator has awakened. There are those in whom it awakened, and those in whom it didn't, and some people, this desire awakened in them 3,500 years ago in ancient Babylon. They're called Jews. There are others in whom it is awakened today. There are those in whom it will be awakened in a while. Israel are called Israel according to the direction. Yisharkel. Maktu.
What does it mean if a person is negligent in the work, then how much free choice do we have in this work?
I don't understand. Ask the question. A person is negligent. I don't understand.
It said in the article that a person can be negligent in the work. The question is, how much free choice do we have in this work?
I can't tell you how much freedom of choice. And to be negligent, yeah, he can be. How? Owing to his ego that is carrying him, that is pulling him outside. We'll learn about it. It's many details. That's why I'm not getting into it. He's being negligent. It means that he's not holding on to the friends enough, and that's why he's thrown outside.
Focus group.
Shalom. Hello,
Rabbi. I heard you say that even if I see the whole world is broken, I have to say they have eyes and see not, and the world is perfect. And if I see people who are not working for the benefit of the Creator, they work for themselves, why shouldn't I believe that in the same situation that I see wrongly and everyone's working for the Creator?
You're right, but you have to correct yourself. And that's why you divide yourself into what you see with your eyes and what you have to say, that above my eyes, the whole world is corrected and in adhesion with the Creator. You have to hold on to these two things, one within reason and one above reason.
So what's my attitude to them? How should I relate to them?
Within reason, you have to relate to them as you see them. Above reason, you have to relate to them that they are corrected. What's the question? This is according to how you see them. You see, you have these two forms.
Turkey 1.
Merhaba sevgili Rab. Merhaba dostlar. Sorum şu. Egoizmimizi her seferinde yüksek seviyelerde kullanma eğilimimizin kökü nedir? Nereden geliyor bu?
Hello dear Rab. Hello friends. The question is, why do we have a tendency of using our ego always in higher and higher levels? Where does it come from? What is the cause of this? Thank you.
We are in an egoistic development. The whole world is in an egoistic development, and for us it's even more so because we wish to reach the degree of the Creator. So of course, with us the ego develops much higher. If the egoistic desire develops on a certain level, maybe going up a little bit, in us the egoistic desire develops in higher and higher degrees, in greater of you, coarseness, because we are going with you now through the exile in Egypt, because the evil inclination called Pharaoh grows in us constantly. This is for us to rise to higher degrees, because only with our growing ego, above it we grow. The ego grows and we are above it. The ego grows and we are above it. And that's how we rise.
Tel Aviv.
I have a friend in the tent who is asking me to ask you a question, and it is, what's the difference between love of friends in a secular way and love of friends that we practice on the path?
Secular love of friends is when you connect to one another, so you have a good time when you go out. And love of friends that we have is that we cannot cleave to the Creator without first cleaving to one another. And that's why I need the friends. Okay, we don't have many left. Good. Hebrew 10.
Thank you, Rav. Good morning. How do we identify that in our work we actually work towards love thy neighbor on because of the Creator's commandment and not because of our self-love?
This is your scrutiny. You have to scrutinize that. No one will tell you.
What is exactly that self-love that we need to relinquish?
You don't have to free yourself of anything. You don't have to throw out anything, only to rise in love of friends to love of the Creator. Don't disqualify anything. Simply leave it alone. You have to work on the good and not break the bad.
Latin 2.
Latin 2.
¿Qué tal, Rab? Y Cleo Lamy. La pregunta es, Rab, ¿usted podría explicarnos en donde dice que a una persona se le dan varios despertares, pero si la persona no hace un esfuerzo para conseguir...
Rab, if you can explain to us, when a person has some awakening, does he need to make some actions to attain it?
A man has to perform only one action, connection with the friends in order to love the Creator, period. Nothing more, and it's all above reason, of course.
Я стараюсь видеть товарищей исправленными. А каким я вижу себя?
I try to see the friends as corrected, but how do I see myself?
When I see my friends more corrected, I see myself less corrected. But I am proud to have such friends. I love them because specifically because they are so great, I can ascribe myself to them, relate myself to them like a baby who cleaves to the grown-ups. I also become a grown-up. PT 18. I didn't hear the question.
What should be the addition to wisdom so that it is additional wisdom?
It has to be above reason. This is the meaning of additional. Not that I see, but that I see, I want to see everything as good, just like in the end of correction, right now. That's how I need to see reality. And together with that, I need to see my present self, the corrupted one. And the gap between what's within reason and what's above reason is what's giving me the feeling of reality.
How to reach this in the 10? How to reach above reason? How to see that I'm above reason?
Imagine seeing humanity entirely in the end of correction. They have eyes, but they cannot see. You can't see it because of your eyes.
All of humanity or just my group?
It's enough with the 10 for the time being.
Turkey 1.
Turkey 1.
Merhaba Rav, merhaba dostlar. Grubumdaki arkadaşlara yönelik kötü bir hissiyatım hiç oluşmuyor. Yani sürekli gitgide onların altında kendimi hissetmeye başlıyorum. Bir de bunun üstüne onlarla birleşebileceğim şartlarım hiçbir zaman gerektiği kadar iyileşmiyor. Yani onların yaptıklarına karşılık her zaman elim kolum bağlı gibi onlara karşı bir mahcubiyet yaşıyorum. Ve bu durum gittikçe artık bu çalışmada başarılı olamayacağım hissiyatına beni getiriyor. Bu nasıl bir koşul?
I'm sorry, such questions I don't take. A question has to be one sentence, maybe two, but not a whole story. Translate it, please.
Dostlara karşı şartlarım dostlarla birlikte olmak için şartlarım uygun olmuyorsa ve onlara karşı mahcubiyet hissediyorsam buna yönelik ne yapmalıyım?
Dear Rav, the question is I cannot have enough desire for connection towards my friends. What should I do?
I need to see how they behave with one another take an example from them, and also ask the Creator to give me such a quality that I would learn from them how they relate to one another, so I would also relate to them in this way.
Moscow, один.
Moscow, one.
Рав, наш товарищ спрашивает, что такое неисправленное желание относительно товарища? Как я его...
Our friend is asking, what is a broken desire with regards to the friend? How do I correct this desire? And how is the desire felt in the corrected state?
I'm asking the Creator to correct me so I would connect with the friend in such a way according to my character, according to our, to the level we have, the, our desires will connect in such a way that the Creator could be between us, will clothe in us. That's it.
Baltic 1.
Что такое польза Творца? И если я этого не понимаю, нужно ли мне это скрывать?
What is the benefit of the Creator? And if I don't understand it, do I need to hide it from the friends so they don't, they're not afraid to connect with me?
I don't need to conceal anything from my friends. I only need to think, is it beneficial to us or not? If I would disclose everything in my heart to them. I have to protect it, perhaps, because it will prevent us from connecting, from advancing. But in truth, there are no secrets between us. Africa.
Thank you, Rav. Rav, we have a question from the Ivory Coast, from Amos. He's asking that... are there really 613 mitzvot, or the number 613 has another meaning?
In total, there are 620 acts of correction. That are collectively called 620 mitzvot, commandments. Mitzvah from the word commandment, the command of the Creator to correct ourselves. 613 is the body of the soul, and there is an addition of seven bigger corrections at the very end. In total, 620.
Moscow, Sheva. Seven.
Вопрос от нашего товарища, который не может сейчас задать его. Он спрашивает, что такое неисправленное...
A question from a friend who can't ask right now. He's asking, what is a broken desire with regards to the friend? How do I correct it? And how is it felt in the corrected state?
I must come to a state where all of my desires are in order to support my friend forward. With me standing behind him and pushing him forward towards the Creator, and I'm asking the Creator to bring him closer, and I'm right behind him.
Latin 4.
Buenos días, amados Rav y amados amigos. Rav, ¿podría explicarme la misma fe por encima de la razón hace parte?
Good morning, Rav and dear friends. Is the prayer, the mitzvah of rising above reason, part of the 613 mitzvot you mentioned?
No. Rising above reason is not a personal correction, but rather a means for all corrections. All the corrections take place only in rising above, in faith above reason. This is the general condition, the main condition. PT 12.
Rav, toda rabba.
Thank you, Rav. All Bnei Baruch is here now, and I wanted to ask you how, through love between us, can we attain love of the Creator? What are we missing?
What we're missing is to reach love between us. To the extent that we have connection between us, not more than that, we can then reveal our attitude towards the Creator. PT 27.
Yeah, most of us during the day, I think most of the friends in the world are integrated with the views of the world during the day, whether we want it or not. And it was said to watch out from integrating with external opinions. Now, how can it happen? Because physically, it happens. So,
where is there? I also hear the news. I read the news through a page on the internet. What's the problem? I take it as something serious, something that dictates the flow of my life? Or am I speaking with people? Then what do I have to hear from them? Their opinion, politically, philosophically, religiously, what do they have? I don't hear any of those things. What I hear in general is only the news. Everything else is the wisdom of Kabbalah. What else do I have to hear about from people? What do they think? I don't get you. You think that they are smarter than you? I'm wise. I don't need their wisdoms. I can see what kind of world that they build with their wisdoms. What are they doing with them? So I have no business with them. No need to share their knowledge. Or in general, anything. Nothing. Also, when I speak with other wise people, people of, you know, government or university, I don't exactly accept everything they're saying. I can see what I can take and what I cannot take according to my spiritual work. Other than that, I don't relate to anything they're saying. Why do you need to be intermingled with the world? What did you forget there?
Mark. No,
anyone is asking.
Как можно повлиять на товарища, если он ощущает себя праведником?
How is it possible to influence the friend if he feels himself as righteous because he justifies exiting the group?
If he left the group, I don't know what to do. Typically, I don't think we need to talk to him. He'll be back. If not, then he won't. We have to disseminate and in his place bring new people, fresh. Perhaps he checked himself, and maybe that's why he doesn't have enough full exertion to stay on the path, and the Creator also doesn't keep him on the path. I never chased people who left. We have to try. Of course, who knows? Maybe he got a bad thought about the group. But in general, once you scrutinize it once, he doesn't want it, he's following his path, good luck, be well.
Latin free.
Latin three. Last one.
Latin free.
Querido Rav, ¿cómo lidiamos con personas aparentemente religiosas dentro de Bnei Baruj, personas que consideran la forma externa de lenguaje, de hábitos, de vestimenta, como una manifestación de espiritualidad?
¿Cómo debemos tratar?
I don't know who you're talking about. I didn't see anyone in Bnei Baruj who's religious and using his own special language. Maybe somewhere there in South America, Italy, I don't know. Here, we don't have anyone like that. We're not religious people, we're Kabbalists. We learn how to reveal the Creator, because the revelation of the Creator to the creatures in this world is the topic of the wisdom of Kabbalah, and that's what we're engaged in. And if it does not belong to the revelation of the Creator to the creature, then we're not working with that. Therefore, people who are in various religions, let them be, and let us attract them. Don't corrupt them. We're going to a song.
After that, faith above reason, or preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, or last generation. Faith above reason?
Maybe a small part.
Song.
Let your heart speak. Let your heart listen. Shoulder to shoulder. You won't be alone. Love is around. The deepest ocean. Together we're drawn in. I won't let go. It feels so good to be a part of you. This is what their life should be. Learning to unite, living in the light. We'll win this fight, and everything's gonna be. Together, together as one.